Yay! Hello, everybody. This is Kaya. Welcome to all of you. What a great group this is. I'm just so excited about this group. How to sell from your heart to theirs. And hopefully you've all managed to find the Facebook page, okay, and the Facebook group. I've added all of you to it. I just want to say this right now before I forget. And you can find it if you go on your own home page and the left side of the page where it lists all the groups. It'll be there, how to sell from your heart to theirs. So I'm only mentioning this first because this is where you can communicate with each other after the call today and really support each other, ask questions, share, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you find yourself there on that page and just say hello. The other thing is there's two documents, okay, that I've posted here right on this page, on the chat page. Those of you that are on the chat will see them. One's called the Heart Sales Class 1, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. If you don't have it, please download it or open it or whatever you want to do, because there's a graph on there, a graphic thing I want you to look at. It's also the whole transcript of what I'm going to talk about today, minus my little extra things I will throw in. And then there's the 7-step marketing chart as well that you can also open. Both of those documents are also on the Facebook page. So if you're not on the chat, you can get them off the Facebook page. So I'm just letting you all know, and you can go whichever way you want to get them. But it will help you to have them in front of you while I'm talking today. So anyway, welcome to all of you again. This is a jam-packed 2-day thing, and I'm doing it in 2 days for a couple reasons, by the way, and I'm just sharing this with you. Partly, I think it's because people are busy. This time of the year, people are really busy. I don't know why, but I think everybody's kind of in that it's going to be summer soon mode, you know. And I think that doing something that's concentrated and quick is what a lot of people want. So I'm putting this together in that format. This is also a little bit of a beta test for me doing it this way. I'm, you know, trying some new ideas, and this is one of them. So I appreciate you all being here and just being part of that. In the email you got from me, and everybody should have gotten that email, okay? There's a document that I've asked everybody to fill out for me. I really appreciate if you do it. It helps me greatly. And only one of you has sent that document back. And I really appreciate it, Sherry, that you're the only one that sent it back, which is great. But I'd like everybody to do it because it's just a couple questions on there, and it would be really helpful. And you'll find out why those questions are helpful today when I talk to you about some of the things I'm going to talk about. So find that email, and I think that document's also on the Facebook page. And if it's not, I will put that on there. Right after the call today. So, what makes it so important to understand the sales process? Okay, this is really an important question. There's a lot of reasons, but one of them is that your potential clients, and I'm going to say potential clients, the word leads get used a lot as well, and I think they're both correct, okay? But a lead is somebody who has self-selected in some way to be part of your community, part of your tribe. They've either downloaded something off your website, they've been on a free teleclass you've offered, they've chosen to do a free discovery call with you. In some way, they've said, "Hey, I'm sort of interested in who you are and what you're doing," but they may never have spent any money with you, right? And how many of you have had that experience of giving a lot of stuff away for free, but nobody has actually paid you for anything yet? If you have had that experience and you're in the chat, just say, "Yeah, me," because I think everybody thinks they're the only one. So it's great to hear from people if you've had that experience, because it's easy to give stuff away, but it's harder when you're dealing with money, right? Money brings up a lot of stuff, and that's one of the topics we're going to have today. Yeah, thank you all for sharing. And Aziz, welcome. I didn't see you on there, so I'm so happy a lot of you are on the chat. This is great. So your potential clients are very mindful of what they spend their money on when it comes to services, right? And I bet you are as well. Even though you need a lot of help, you know, you had to think about even spending the $97 to do this class, okay? Because it's like, okay, is this what I really need? It's a big deal, right? And if you're a spender type, you know, there's different money types, and I'll talk about that when we get to Tuesday, the next class. But right now I'm going to say the spender types are people who really easily buy low-priced toys, material things, spontaneously on a whim. They'll go out and just do that and not think about it because that's part of that spending mentality, right? But when it comes to a higher-priced item that involves a relationship, okay, it's a whole other story, okay, because it's like buying something where you know you aren't just going to get something cool to take home, like you're buying a new music thing or an article of clothing or something, but you actually have to relate to another person. Plus, you've got to work on yourself, which is terrifying, right? And people don't want to deal with their issues. Even though they want to deal with their issues, they really don't want to deal with their issues, right? If anybody knows what I mean, you could write that in the chat as well, because it's true. People know they have their issues, but do I really want to deal with them? I'm not sure. Do I want to spend a bunch of money to deal with them? It's hard. So basically, that's why the sales process is really, really important, because it's not easy to step into that kind of place and spend money on something that brings up a lot of issues for you. So part of what I'm going to do is show you a process how to make that easier for people, right? Yeah, and Aziz, you said, can't I just get all the results for free right now? And exactly, that's what a lot of people want to do, right? And truthfully, I'm going to raise my hand. I've been there as well, and I've tried to get as much for free as I can. But you know what I've discovered? You only get a certain amount for free, and if to get to the really deeper part, you have to pay for it. And that's where your marketing, and I say the sales process is part of that, comes in, because you have to help somebody to see that they're not going to die if they invest in this money for themselves. And in fact, they're going to live a longer, more fuller life. So you know, especially if you're offering a service like coaching, healing, arts, web design, graphics, tech support, anything that involves helping people, your potential clients are going to be in no hurry to spend their money. They're not that. They don't see the desperation enough, okay, until you help them. This is also true if you're selling a product that is offering the same kind of benefit. Certain products are like that, and people are like, well, do I really want to spend all this extra money on some special kind of thing, you know? Hey, Deb Ford, yay, welcome. So glad you're here. So what you got to do is it's about helping your clients with every step of the process, okay? And, you know, it's not easy for them to make a decision. And what happens, and I'm going to go over these things in you know, more detail, but it's so easy for people to drop off at certain points. You know, as you've all said, people are looking for as much as they can get for free, okay? And then as soon as money comes into the equation, not only do they freak out, but you end up freaking out. And that's not good. So we're going to talk about how to avoid both of those things. So your potential clients or your leads, whichever you call them, they want to be crystal clear about knowing if they're making the right decision, right? And you're probably like that yourself whenever you're buying something, right? And you want to know that's the right decision. And people want to spend as little as possible. And I'm going to talk about this later, but oftentimes people say, I can't afford it. Those of you in the chat, how often do you hear that's the excuse people give you for not paying you or not hiring you? Most people will say, oh, I don't have the money or I can't afford it. In some form like that, they say that the money is the obstacle, right? They put out, yeah, it's the most common thing that people will use as their reason for not moving forward is financial. And you all know what I'm going to say next, is that that's often not the real reason, but it's the reason we're all used to giving ourselves too, right? I mean, out of your mouth, how many times do you say, I can't afford something, when it's really not about that? It's something else. And because it's a priority, really, it's about what you choose to spend your money on, and some things are more of a priority than others. So, and you can also remember a time, I'm sure, that somebody offered you something for free. They offered to give you something for a huge discount, right? But you still didn't want it because it wasn't what you needed. Isn't that right? So therefore, it's not about the money. Because these same people that say they don't want it because they can't afford it, if you lowered the price, they probably still wouldn't do it most of the time because it's not really the real reason. So your potential clients need your help, and they want to feel that you want to work with them. They want to feel invited. So it feels really good to know that you care. You know, have you ever thought about doing something and you're afraid to do it, and the person says, God, I really like you, and I'd really love to work with you. It really helps them to feel that you care. So that's another thing I just want to share with you. So, but hesitant buyers, you know, people that are hesitant are often just afraid of making a mistake. And I'm going to, you know, talk about a lot of other things that are going on too, but I'm just mentioning this first because this is understanding the psychology of people, because it's not, you know, a lot of it, knowing how to do sales is really understanding what goes on in the minds of the person that you're talking to. So people are afraid of making a mistake. They're afraid of making mistake in spending money unwisely, and spending money on something and then not getting the benefit they wanted, you know. And, you know, how many of you have ever felt like that, right? Probably often. So here's a few things you can do to be supportive but not pushy. And we're going to talk about those two things a little bit later as well. What you want to do, and I'm just giving you a little outline, and we're going to go over these things more. You want to find out what they need and make an effort to fill that need. All right? And I'm going to talk to you about how you can find that out in a second. You want to give empathy to their discernment. You say, hey, good for you for being a smart shopper, okay? Good for you for taking the time to figure out what the right thing is for you. Because when you do that and they see you actually supporting them, then they don't feel like you're trying to convince them of something that's not right for them. And everybody's made wrong investments. And if somebody was really there saying, hey, I want you to really make the decision that's right for you, it makes a huge difference. I did that recently with somebody that was talking to me about hiring me as a one-on-one program. And I said, hey, you know, I really want you to know this is right for you. I mean, it's true. And truthfully, is it builds trust when you do that. And that's the first thing she said to me. She said, you know, it felt really good that you said that to me because I feel like you're not just trying to convince me. And of course, I'm not. So you want to ask people how they feel your service or product is going to help them. Ask them that instead of telling them what you think, how it's going to help them, okay? Because what happens is people are dealing with their own issues. They're thinking about their own problem, right? And they can't hear all the stuff that you're saying sometimes. That's why I often tell people you have to talk a lot less during the sales process, because people can't hear what you're saying anyway. They're focused on their own issues right then. So it's better to say, you know, I've heard what your issue is. How do you think this could help you? And hear what they say. Okay, and you want to listen and let them know you want to help them reach the benefits that they want. You got to know what they want first, okay? And the last part, which we're going to get to, and I'll talk about that, is inviting them to work with you. And I'll let you know when is the right time for doing that. And that shows them that you care. So you want to listen to your potential clients and use the exact words that they use. And those of you that have worked with me before, you've probably heard me say this before, that it's not about what you think people need and why you think they need it and what you know. It's about what they would say, right? And you've got to listen to their words exactly. So because they're giving you a clue into their world, really. You want to know what they want and why, what makes it so important. You know, one way you do that is you ask people where they feel stuck right now, what's going on, that is causing them a problem, right, or an issue or whatever. And, you know, why is this a problem for them and what makes it so important for them to get past it? And when you know that, you can actually talk in their language, which is really important. You want to be able to paraphrase back what they said. Not only do they feel heard, but they hear themselves, and it reassures them even more that what they actually want is really important to them. We're going to go into this part a little bit more in a few minutes, but I just want to give you sort of the preview into that. The other thing is to really focus on the benefits they're going to get. Okay. Can you all still hear me? This is weird. Somebody that's on the chat, can you tell me if you can still hear me? Because something weird happened to my phone. Okay, good. It was just my headset then. Thanks. Just made a funny sound. People are buying a return on investment. They're buying a result that they want, but they want to think they're getting more than they're paying for, right? Isn't that what you all want? You want to hear you're getting a lot for your money. So you really want to listen to the benefits that people want and go overboard talking about, really paraphrasing back. So they get that you understand the value that they want. So in marketing, it's an order and a system to the process. And when you follow that system correctly, it works, and it brings more clients to you, more clients that are actually paying you money, which is really important. Okay? So I'm going to just give you just a case study of somebody that I worked with, and just quickly, it's a woman named Karen, and she worked for somebody her whole life, right? She never had a business, and she had no clue about selling, and she decided to get trained as a life coach, and she thought this had nothing to do with sales, and she would just be able to help people with her coaching, right? In truth, every business has to do with sales. It's the way it works, okay? And basically, you can't get away with sales. That's just part of business, right? So, she really had to realize that, okay, I have to wake up and learn about sales. And she really focused on it. And not only did she get to do her life coaching more, but she became really an expert at sales. It's amazing. And she eventually shifted her business that way. And I'm not suggesting that any of you are going to do that, but, it is so important to learn about this. And basically, sales is what's going to bring you money. And if you're really wanting your business to be a financial, lucrative business and not a hobby, then you have to have that positive cash flow. So I'm hoping you've downloaded the sales cycle that I put there on the handout. Okay, it's on the handout, and you can see that as well. And you'll notice that there are 7 steps in the marketing cycle. I'm sorry, the 7-step marketing chart. And if you don't have it, it's on the Facebook page, and it's also in the chat right above the chat part. And you can look at that, the 7-step marketing circle. And you'll see where you start and where sales is, right? Sales comes far along the chart, basically. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen first. And one of the things that many people do is that they push the process too soon, right? Because number one is really getting to know the person and listening to them, getting clear, who it is you're helping and it's your message and giving out stuff. And then way down in number 6, it's you're dealing with sales. Because at that point, somebody has really stepped in and become, said, hey, they've self-selected, right? And when you try to do this too soon, it doesn't work. And I think it's really important for you to understand that. And this is why the sales, I look at it as part of marketing and not separate. It's because you really have to do 1 through 5 really well, you know. And then when you get to 6, people are already invested, and they already want to hear how they can get more. So the first thing is you have to really know who it is that you're wanting to market to, and you want to know what their need or their problem is. You, at some point, you offer free samples to them. At some point, you invite them to work with you in different ways, and there are different issues that can sabotage part of this process, you know. But a lot of it is staying with people in the place where they are, you know. And the biggest problem is trying to sell to people before you build the relationship and before people have actually shown an interest. So, you know, and if you love your products and you know how amazing they are and you know how it's going to change their life and give them all the benefits that you're offering, right? And you know that and you're so super excited, you just want to tell them, right? Have you ever, those of you in the chat, have you ever had that experience of seeing you're so excited, you just want to, you can't get it why people don't have the same excitement that you have. But people are having their own process, right? And it's about you staying with their process. And if you do that part too soon, you lose people, right? Has any of you ever felt that you jumped into the sales too quick and you kind of pushed somebody away rather than stayed with them? And the reason you do lose them is because you haven't developed the relationship first. You haven't really listened to them and genuinely learned who they are and what they care about. Yeah, and some of you are saying yes, and I'm glad that you get that, because if you didn't say yes, I'd be surprised, because I don't know anybody that hasn't gone through that. Yeah, and you're right, and Aziz, you said that. It's like, exactly, if you don't go through those places first of developing that relationship and listening and genuinely, not fake, but genuinely learn who they are and what they care about, then you feel like you're convincing. It's a convincing conversation, and it doesn't feel good. You know, you don't want to go there. It doesn't work. You don't like how you feel, and they don't like how it feels. So it doesn't work for both of you. So looking at the document that says a sales cycle, those of you that have that in front of you, it would be great to look at it for a second. It kind of mirrors a little bit of what I just talked about. The very first thing, number one, is showing empathy. And all about that, in order to show empathy with somebody, what do you have to do first, right? You have to listen to them. You have to know who they are. You have to understand, you know, what their process is, what their problem is, how they're feeling stuck, right? And until you really know how they're feeling, you can't empathize with anybody, right, until you really get it. But when you do empathize, when you're having a hard time, I'm just going to ask all of you, when you're going through something that's difficult, a life change, a problem in your business, whatever, you know, and people get it, what does that make you feel like when you know they give you that empathy, right? I mean, you feel heard, you feel that they connect with you. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is just so important. And so that's the very first part of the sales cycle, right? Relaxed, accepted, exactly. And that's just all these four things you've written there, heard, connected, relaxed, accepted. That's exactly how you want your potential clients to feel, right? So it's easy. You know how that feels for you. It's going to feel that way for them too. It just means you have to breathe and relax yourself, and you have to focus on connection and listening. Isn't that simple? I mean, it's simple, but there's things that get in the way for you, and we'll be talking more about that a little bit later, what gets in your way. But I just, you know what that is anyway. What gets in your way is I want to make more money. I want to enroll some real clients. I want to feel like my business is successful. It's all your stuff, right? And it's about you putting your stuff aside and really being there for your clients. And that's where the giving part is so important, because you're giving them the stuff that they really want in little bits of it, you know, not the whole thing, you know. And that's where the little freebies that you have, the tips that you give, the free discovery call, the free teleclasses, it's giving people a taste of what you're like and how you work and how they can connect and trust you and all that. And you've all ended up here for the same reason, you know. And I mean, I like to really model what I do and have it, and you have you see how it works, because all of you wouldn't be here if you didn't have some of that feeling that you got. For me, it's somewhere along the line, you know. So it's really, really about that giving part is such an important piece, right? And once people accept your gift, right? Because you can gifting is a two-way process, isn't it? You can offer something, but if somebody doesn't accept it, it isn't a complete process, right? So some of you are on my free teleclass last week, right? And you signed up for it. Quite a few people signed up for it, and some people actually showed up, right? Everybody doesn't show up. Why is that? Lots of reasons. It has to do with their life, right? They had a good intention, but they didn't make it. But the people that really showed up, and then, you know, I said, everybody, please send me an email. I'd love to get your feedback. And some people wrote me emails, beautiful emails. What does that mean? It's like somebody that followed every step of that, they signed up, they showed up, they actually connected on email. What does that mean? I mean, it means that they're actually accepting the gift, right? They're saying, yeah, I've got my hand up, and I really appreciate it. And it's like a two-way thing. You're offering something, they're accepting it. And that's just what happens in the world with all relationships, isn't it? And it's just the same way with sales. And once somebody does that, it's really easy, you know, to say, hey, God, I'd love to have you take my class. You know, and I said that to some of you. I'd love to have you, I'd love to help you to, you know, deal with this issue. And you can ask and say, you know, would you like to get more help from me? This, at that point, it's easier to make that question. But if you ask it any sooner, people feel like you're, you know, they're not ready yet, right? And if somebody wants to enter that conversation with you for whatever it is that you're offering, and they say, well, yeah, I would love to get more help from you, but I don't know if I can afford it, or I don't know this or that, that's another whole story, okay? And, you know, we'll be talking about that a little later, but actually I'm going to talk about it right now. I'm just going to go jump around here. And some of you that were on my free call, I talked about this, that there's, you know, 85% of the people that that are interested, that say yes, you know, 85% of the people will say yes, but, okay? Yes, I'm interested, but there's a reason why, you know, either the money or there's time or confusion. Those are the three reasons, right? 15% of the people will either be just, no, I'm not interested no matter what, or they'll an absolute yes, just here's my credit card, and you don't even have to do anything more with them, right? And that's only 15%, right? So there's very few people that are those absolute yeses. 85% of the people that that have gone through this process will be a yes but, right? And that yes but is gold. And a lot of the problem is in the sales process is that many of you, and I was one of these people, will hear that yes but and hear it as a no. And how many of you ever had that happen where somebody has said, no, I can't afford it, I'm sorry, but or I don't have the time right now, or, you know, no, this doesn't feel like the right thing for me. You know, they're just confused, but you get a feeling that they're actually still really interested. They don't say yes but to you. They actually say no, okay? It's just that the no isn't really a hard no. It's a yes but no. Does that make sense to everybody? It's a big difference. You have to learn to listen to the difference, right? Because and the way you can find out is if somebody has said a hard no, it's because, no, I'm already working with somebody else. I don't need you, you know, or, you know, I'm leaving, you know, to go, you know, I'm leaving and I'm gonna be up in the mountains in Tibet for the next 6 months. I mean, they're completely unavailable. That would be a solid no, right? But a yes, a no, that's really a yes, but is different. Because if they say, I can't afford it, I don't have any money, my credit cards are maxed out, right? I mean, you'll hear these stories, right? I mean, I've heard every one of them. And I've given every one of them myself, so I'm familiar with it, right? But the magic question then, if it's the money thing, is to say, hey, if the money wasn't an issue, if you had the money, would you want to do this program with me? Would you want to join this class? And if they say yes, bingo, right? That's what you want. And those of you in the chat, tell me why that's gold. If you ask that question, and if they say the money wasn't an issue, would you do this? And they say yes. Why is that so important? Anybody have any ideas? If you do, write them up there, because I'd love to hear what you say. The answer to that is because, really, yes, there really aren't any hidden objections. They're all out there, okay? And because you can actually help them then. Once you know what the reason is, that the yes but is there, it's gold. Because then you can help them with that issue, whatever it is. You know, it's not hidden anymore. You know exactly what the problem is. And say, okay, I hear that the money is not there. However, I've also heard that this is really super important to you. And then you go right back to square one, where you were at the very beginning with empathy, right? And you say, I heard that you really are stuck, that this is like super important to you, and this is like something you really need help with, right? And you know it's true. You're not making it up, and it's not manipulating, because you're just giving them the support all the way through the process is what I'm talking about. And most people drop off at this point, and people don't feel the support anymore then, right? Because if you say, look, I know this is an issue for you, and where are you going to be in 3 months if you don't deal with this now? And I don't know your money situation, but I know that if I really want something, I figure out a way to pay for it. So maybe there's some ways you haven't thought of. Maybe there's you've got somebody you can borrow it from or a credit card you haven't used. I have no idea. It's not like I'm trying to like Sherry. Oh, yeah, thanks, Amber Rose, for answering that question for Sherry. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've had many, many people come back to me and say, yeah, I figured out a way to pay for it. You know, I've come up with a solution. And, you know, the other thing I can offer is make it easy for people. I say, you know, I offer monthly payments. I say, hey, you know, what if you only had to pay X amount of dollars a month? Can you do it, right? And people say, well, yeah, if I could do it that way, I could, right? And you just make it so it turns the yes but into a yes. And you can help them with that. Now, maybe the money isn't the issue. They didn't bring that up. Maybe what they brought up was a different issue. Maybe the issue they brought up was time. You know, I'm just too busy. You know, I've got too much things going on. They're overwhelmed, right? Okay, so that's another thing. Once they say that, great. This is probably a huge issue for the reason they need help from your thing to begin with, right? Because they need your help, right? So you can talk to them about their time. You can talk to them about the other things that are taking up their time. You can give them empathy again with where are you putting energy that maybe isn't the best thing in your life right now? Can you see how this might be more important than something else you're doing? Those are all things you can talk about. And if they are confused, the confusion is the third thing. If they are confused, then you help them to be unconfused. Maybe they don't actually know what your program is and how it's going to help you. So you need to go back to that. Whatever the issue is, in other words, you can still help them with it once it's a yes but, okay? If you know it's a yes but, the but is where the gold is. And that's what I want to, if there's one thing I want you to get out of this class today, this piece is really important, okay? Is to figure out what their but is. And I know, Margie, you think that's funny. But it's true, because once you know what it is, then you can step in and help them with that. And I know all of you have the skills to do that. You just stay with them on that, because that but is an obstacle for them. It's not just an obstacle for you in the sales. It's an obstacle for them in their life because of the way they're making decisions around their money, the way they're making the decisions around their time, especially if they've already told you that this is really, really important, right? So you know, I wanted you to, I just wanted to jump in there, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we go on, but I just wanted to, it felt like the right time to bring that in. So basically, just getting back on track here. So basically, you know, when you stay with the flow, it'll be easy as long as your client has stayed with you all the way around that marketing circle from pie piece 1 through 5, you know, because by that time they've already self-selected, they trust you, and they're already interested, and you already know them. So if they're ready to move forward, then you need to be ready as well. But you can't move forward until they are. So that's basically it. And the 5 steps, you know, it's really the empathy and giving and asking and then receiving. You know, when somebody says, well, yeah, I think I do want to do that, you have to, like, say, great, good for you. I'm so happy for you. And you in your heart are really happy for them, and you're grateful. It's a win-win for both of you. And then the only thing left is to provide the amazing product and service that you said you were going to give, right? And this is really important because, you know, so much is focused on the sales process, but really this is where you get to do what you really want to do, which is really help the person the way you want to. And some clients become clients for a long time. They come back and do more stuff with you. So you're building a stronger relationship with people. And remember, when you listen to people, you're also assessing if this is a really good match. And there are some people that I feel are not the right people for me to work with. You know, I can feel it. And I remember the very, very early time in my business, and when I was, like, struggling financially, I would have said yes to everybody. And some people I knew weren't the right match, and I was always right. I was always right. There was always some issue that came up, and I thought, well, why didn't I listen to this? You know, so now I listen to it. And if somebody is not the right match, I refer them to somebody else or suggest something else. I don't try to, you know, make it work if it's not there, okay? And eventually you'll all get good at that. So the 3 questions you can ask people to help them get through this process, right, that's going to give you this information. And I've got that written on the sheet here. And what is your biggest challenge? Okay? What is the biggest challenge that you have or the issue that you need help with? Okay? That basically that falls into my specialty area, you know? So I might say to you, what is your biggest issue with sales? You know, and some of you might say, you know, what's your biggest issue with your health or, you know, whatever it is. You want to find out what their problem or challenge is, right? And then number two is, you know, you want to ask them how things would change if that need was actually gone, if that challenge was met, okay? How would that change for their life? What kind of difference would it make? And I often ask people, you know, how important is this to shift this, you know, 1 through 10, 10 being this is completely, you know, highly important, and 1 is, well, it's not that big of a deal, right? And tell you, if it's not that big of a deal, nobody is going to pay for it. You know, there's other things they'll spend money on that are a big deal. So if they said 8 or 9, if they said, well, it's like an 8 or a 9, I always ask them, okay, it sounds like it's really important to you. What's keeping it from being a 10? What would make it even a 10, you know, or why isn't it a 10? That's a good that's a better way to put it. You know, why is it a 10? Then you might find out why the reason is that it's not a 10, but often that's not even a good reason, right? But that's number 2 question. And number 3 is, would you be interested in working with me to remove this challenge or block, to get past it? Would you be interested in doing this with me? And I don't ask that question unless somebody says it's a 10. And I've already done all the empathy and everything else with them, and they've said it's a 10 or close to it. You know, if it's an 8 or 9, you know, might ask them that question, right? And those are really magic questions. And seriously, if you do those 3 questions, and only when you can do them, which is after, it's only those people who have gone around that whole cycle with you that you ask these questions to, right? This is a really important Those of you on the chat, tell me if you're understanding that these three questions are not somebody, not you wouldn't ask these to anybody you're talking to. It's only people who've really self-selected. They've opted in. They've, you know, accepted the gifts you're giving them. You know, they've stayed connected with you. It's really important that you get it, that that's when you ask those three questions, because they're not ready yet to engage with you on that level until they're at that place, until they're really interested. Yeah, because it shows they're interested in, and they're aware of their issue. They trust you. They're willing to engage with you and talk with you about it, and that's why it's important. So you know, and at that point, you want to be clear and positive, and you need to recognize the value that you're offering, okay? And you need to, you know, really think about, you know, we're gonna talk more about this on the next class on Tuesday, but notice your own self-worth issues that might come up. Like, oh my God, can I really, this person might hire me, am I good enough, you know? And I mean, I did a survey once. This is all with women, but, you know, I'm sure many men would come up with the same answers, you know. And I asked people, there were 100 different women I asked this question to, you know, what keeps you from being the best you can be in your business, right? And most people, almost out of the 100, most of them said self-doubt, or they said they didn't think they were good enough. And many of them said that they had, they were uncomfortable feeling, you know, accepting a large amount of money because they didn't think that they were good enough, they were going to give good enough value. And of course, my answer to that is that if you don't think you're giving good enough value, then why would anybody want it from you even for free? Right? People want you to feel confident about what you're offering, and they want your value, they want you to feel like what you're offering is something that's really worth it. So if you have trouble asking for the correct price, and you know, I'm not going to get into pricing too much in this 2-day class because it's not, we have to like condense it down, but I will mention this. It gives you a lot of information about yourself, you know, what issues come up for you if you really think about asking for the correct price. And whatever those issues are will absolutely affect your client's response. In other words, if you have money issues and you feel uncomfortable with your price, then your customer will also feel uncomfortable, even if they don't know why. Does that make sense to you? You know, anybody here ever had that feeling that you were uncomfortable asking for that price and thinking, oh my God, you know, and then you think, that person, it's messy then, right? You feel uncomfortable, then they feel uncomfortable, but they don't know why, and it doesn't feel good. So it all comes back from you just working on your own self-worth issues. And like I said, we're going to talk about this and how this relates to this topic. We'll talk about more about that on Tuesday class. But I want to bring it up now because it's so important, that you have to feel really strong with who you are, and you have to know that what you're offering is really something that you know you can help people with. You absolutely know the value of it. And people feel that, and that they feel it, and it makes them trust you, and it makes them feel like, ah, you know, they can feel whatever they want. Your clients are going to feel all their issues that are messy. They're feeling all their unclarity and lack of self-worth, whatever it is. They can feel all that stuff. But the reason they're hiring you is they want you to be somebody that isn't projecting that stuff out, you know? So they want to know that you're solid in what you're offering. So that may be the area that you need to work on first if you're in that camp or, you know, along with everything else. Like I said, we're going to go through this more later, but I just wanted to bring that in right now a little bit. So if you've walked your customer through the sales cycle up to the ask part, okay, excuse me, and which is, you know, point number 3, where you're asking, right? then you already know they appreciate you and they want to help. Okay? They may not sure what you charge or if they can do it or any of that, but they, you know, in theory they want to help. So when you ask for their business, then it's about listening to their response, right? And that's where it's important. And if you skip over the first parts and you ask before that, the timing is off, and people will end up feeling pushed at that part, okay? And that's really important. However, if you don't ask, your client will feel you drop off. This is really important because people are right on that edge and they're feeling stuff and they've trusted you. And then if you don't come forward and put that out there, they feel you disappearing because you're uncomfortable. And they want to feel you want to work with them and you want to help them. So, you know, how are you with your timing? And that's just a question to ask you. I'm going to look at the comments that you've just written in the chat here. Yeah, the healthier I am, the better I work. Yeah, thank Deb. And that's really true for me, too. And yet, yeah, Sherry says you had a set of items, one that runs out in a month and is very expensive, so I sell the reorder of that one item at my cost. Uh-huh. At your cost, well, you're not making any money on it then. Is that right? Sherry, I guess that's what you're saying. You sell it at your cost. But, you know, if you're selling it at your cost, then you're not making any money. So that's not a business then. You're doing a nonprofit. You can't do that and run a business. You have to really think about it. You know, if people, you have to think about it. If you feel like this is something that is, you know, when you say very expensive, I look at that phrase, okay? That's important. And this is I'm so glad you brought this up, Sherry, because the term very expensive is, it's not black and white, is it? It's in relation to what? You know, people often say, I read on Facebook sometimes where people say, you know, can anybody recommend somebody who's affordable for a plumber? And I think, well, what does that mean? I don't know what affordable means. It's like very expensive doesn't make, you know, I'm not criticizing you, Sherry. I'm using this as an example. So basically, if somebody wants something and it's valuable enough, they pay for it. People, at the end of the day, and I can't say this enough, people make decisions on value, not dollars, right? It has to do with how important it is for them to want it, okay? They need, it's important. So, okay, so you're sharing, Sherry, you're saying it keeps them on the rest, which is a good for your business. I don't know your business model so much. If you think of that selling something at cost, is sort of, if you're not making any money at it, then that's marketing, and it's not a product anymore because it's something you're giving away basically, right? I mean, they're paying something for it, but you're not making any money, so it's like a marketing thing. And it may not be the best way to run your business, but I'd have to talk with you more about that first, so I'm not going to address that. But in general, in universal, you know, terms, the word expensive means a lot of different things. And that's where by finding out, asking these people these questions before you ever get into the pricing part is so important. Because if you know, if somebody has set a 10, that this is like highly important that I shift in this way, that I change in this way, that I get healthier, that I overcome this or whatever it is, then the money is no object in terms of that. I mean, if it's something you have to do, somehow you're going to have to come up with the money for it if it's important enough for you, right? I mean, I know that's the way it is for me. You know, I've had back issues the last year, which are getting better now, thank God. But you know what? I've spent a lot of money going to acupuncture and going to my physical therapist and all that. And it's money I didn't think I had. But you know what? I had it because I wanted my back to feel good. And that's an example, isn't it? I mean, suddenly money loosens up when it's something you really want. So if somebody really doesn't, it's not totally important, then it's a problem selling what it is to that person. They might not be a good customer for you if they're not giving you a 10. Yeah, Sherry, I am a lot better. Thank you. I was just giving that as an example because it really works, you know. And I think when you try to sell to somebody who's not at a 10 but they're really at a 4, then it is going to be too expensive for them because it's not a high priority. So it's not really too expensive. It's just not the highest priority for them. And I really encourage you to change your language about that because it'll help you to let go of trying to sell to a client who's not at a 10. What you want to do is try to sell to people who are at least at an 8, okay? Because otherwise you're wasting your time. Those people will still come and do your free stuff, and they do, you know, or they might buy something that's lower price. That's the other thing, rather than be gone completely. You can say, well, okay, because you're not, this isn't such a high priority right now, but it sounds like you do want some help, here's another option. And then you can throw that out. And that's another way to look at it. So you don't actually lose them, but you realize that that particular way isn't the right way for them. So, yeah, I'm glad you're getting this. So tell me if anybody has any questions at this point about anything I've said, you can type them in there. That would be great. And then after I stop the recording, I will let anybody ask a question verbally if you want to. But if you can put anything in there that's a question of anything I've talked about today so far, please do that. So we've gone over a lot of stuff today. And one of the things I want you to do is, okay, here's a question. If someone says, sure, I'm in, I'll sign your contract and send it back to you, but then they don't respond, oh, Aziz, great question. Thank you. To me, nobody is in until they've given me money, okay, ever. To me, unless somebody has given me their credit card, they haven't signed on for anything yet, ever, okay? So I get so this is part of a process. I always get money from people if they say yes, right? I talk to people on the phone, I get their credit card, and I don't even send anybody the contract until I get their money because to me it's part of it, you know? So now I do send people an agreement form and I say I'm not going to, you know, they give me their credit card. This is how I do it for my one-on-one clients anyway. It's different for each program, but I'm going to address it this way, Aziz, because I think this is what you're talking about. If it's a one-on-one client and I'm on the phone with them, I will get their credit card right then because if they've given me their credit card, they're saying yes, right? Then I send my agreement form and have them sign it and send it back. I don't run the card until then, but basically they've said yes. People can say anything unless they've given you money, so that's what I look at it. But in a program like this, like the one you've just signed up for, you either sign up and pay it on the website or you're not in it. So that's an easier thing. So Aziz, did that answer your question? Did that help? Because it could be just your process of taking the money is where the broken part is. That if somebody actually says, I'm in, you say, great, this is how much I need from you today. You know, give me your credit card. Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad you asked that question. You need to end the call with taking their card. That's exactly it. Bingo, you got it. And because this is Aziz, you're going to get this. If they stumble around then and say, well, I'm not really ready to pay yet, what does that tell you? Aha, they're giving you the yes but. So you go right back then and say, okay, well, good. Thanks for letting me know that you're not sure. Let's talk about it again. The worst thing is to hang up the phone and not know that. And that's what's happened, it sounds like, for you, that people say they're in, but they aren't really in, and you don't know that, and you're not on the phone with them anymore, so you can't talk about it. So that's part of the reason for asking for the credit card right then, is because then you'll find out if there's another issue, and you can still talk to them about it then. It's really important. And, you know, I mean, I've been in a situation, my friend calls that the be back business. Yeah, I'll be back. Oh, yeah, yeah, and it's easy to say that. I mean, we've all said that. I've said that 100 times to people. Yeah, I'll think about it and I'll call you back, or yes, I want to do it. But I really haven't paid the money yet, so I know that I haven't really 100% gone in. I did that yesterday with a venue I'm looking at for doing a live event next year, right? And I love it. And it's not being held for me until I send them the money, and I'm watching myself not send the money in yet because I'm not sure. I mean, she's written my name down in the book, but, you know, I know I haven't sent the money yet. It's a psychological thing. And once I send her the money, I know. So would you follow up and set another conversation? No, I would do that. Yeah, I would follow up. At this point, you have nothing to lose, only to gain, Aziz. I would just say, hey, look, we had that great conversation, and and you haven't sent the money, the thing in yet, so I'm wondering what else has come up for you, and I'd love to talk with you about it. Whatever it is fine. You know, just have another conversation. I've had multiple conversations with people before that money actually gets paid. So that's part of you running your business, is having those conversations. So, yeah, and if somebody doesn't want to have another conversation with you, then they're giving you a message, aren't they? You know, and then you can just say, hey, let me know when you want to talk again if they don't ever get back to you. And you might have lost them this round, but hopefully they're on your list and they'll still get your stuff, your emails, your newsletter and all that, and they'll probably be back. You know, but I think in the future you've just learned a new little trick here, though. This is really important. Exactly. You're welcome. Was there another question somebody had? Okay. Oh, Margie says, what if they're in a hurry or have an appointment? You never get off the phone without making another appointment with them. Okay. That's the other thing. If you can't get their credit card because they're in a hurry, you can make another appointment to finish the conversation. That's what you do. Always say, great. I know you're in a hurry, you got to go, but I'd like to complete the conversation, so let's schedule another time to talk. And again, if they don't want to schedule another time, you have to understand that they're giving you a message in there as well. But most people will do that. I get that happening a lot, and we just schedule another time, and it works. These are great questions. Yeah, I love these questions. Thank you. Oh, you asked a question above, Amber Rose. Let me see if I can go back and find it. Okay. Oh, here we go. Do I think that having products and costs on a website is a bad idea? Okay. Oh, there's such a huge difference of opinion about this. So about products, products are definitely okay to have a price on. People seem to have a difference of opinion about their services, but I don't have I put the prices on the website, and the reason I do that is because I hate going to websites that don't have prices on it. I get irritated, right? I really don't like, I feel like it's like people are trying to get me to call them, you know, call me and I'll tell you how much I charge, and I don't like that. I'd rather kind of know what the price range is and then I can decide, right? So if you don't want to give all your prices, you could just give a price range. And say, well, you know, I have programs that start at this price and go all the way to this price, but I have to know more about you and what you need. And that's fair enough. That would work for me. But I kind of am in the camp of advocating to put something on there because you lose people that get irritated that don't know the price, so they just go away. And you'll never know who that was. So, yeah. So, good. So that's my opinion. You know, and I think you may talk to somebody else that has a different one, but I think, you know, I go that way. Okay, we're almost done with the hour, and I want to make sure I talk to you about the homework for today. This homework is really important. It will kind of get you ready for the class on Tuesday. So you've got, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days to work on this. So I want you to find some people to role play with between now and next Tuesday when we meet again. You can actually do this with each other, okay? And you can find each other on the Facebook page, okay? And connect with each other and say, hey, would you want to do role play with me? And I think this would be great because you both know what you're doing, you know? And really what you want to do when you're the partner for somebody who's you know, you're acting like the partner, you're role-playing, be the yes-but person, okay? Because you want to practice how to deal with the yes-buts, okay? So doing this with each other would be the best way. So just notice go through the five steps in the cycle and notice what was more comfortable, what was the most comfortable part and why, when did it get uncomfortable, when did you feel stuck? What did you learn about yourself? And then please go to the Facebook page and share. Ask for help. You know, you can connect with each other. I mean, that page is really could be really helpful for the next 4 days and onward. I'm leave the page up for a little while because you can all share with each other. So, okay, this has been a great class, really full, and we've got a lot more stuff on Tuesday. So tell me, each of you that are on the chat, what's one thing you're taking away from today? Just maybe share one thing that you feel was like, well, this an aha thing or something that was, you know, stands out in your mind that the most helpful for you. It'd be great to hear that. Oh, I'm drinking my water. Yeah, getting clear on the cycle on how that works. Yeah, that's great, Margie. Thanks. Yeah, understanding the 1 through 10. Yay, that's great. Yeah, huge difference. Take the credit card before they sign the contract. Yeah, if they have to go set up another appointment. Yeah, yep. Yeah, that changed my life a lot when I learned those two things. Yay. Good takeaways. I'm so glad to hear from you all. Yay. Okay. What I'm going to do is turn off the recording, and if anybody wants to ask something verbally, you can do that. A second.